Hi, and welcome to this episode of Digital Alchemy, the podcast of ABAM Digital Creations. I'm Laura Jean Palmer Maloney, and it's a pleasure to get together with you to figure out how to transform your business's web presence into business profit. Look at me when I'm talking to you. How many of us have heard a parent or a teacher make that comment to someone that they wanted to listen to them? I taught high school. I've taught at the university and college level. I have taught within the military in the Department of Defense. And when I am working with a group in person, I'm very attentive to eye contact. I don't remember which of my students at Summit High School helped me learn this lesson, but it had to be in the late 80s or early 90s when one of them made it clear to me that she didn't listen with her eyes. She was doodling in a notebook when I was presenting a lesson. I would go so far as to say, this is a note-taking opportunity so that I could assure myself that people were picking up their pencils and writing it down, because eye contact and writing something down, those were my cues as a teacher, as a professor, as a subject matter expert presenting. That's when I knew someone was listening to me. Right? Because their hand is moving and their eyes are making contact. But that really has nothing to do with your hearing, and may have little, if anything, to do with your level of comprehension or the fact of whether or not you're actually involved and engaged mentally. As we are working now more and more alone together, presenting through virtual environments in the midst of resetting for the COVID-19 pandemic period and beyond. When does it end? Who knows? We are not going to go back to the world before COVID-19. Normal is being redefined. As we're in this very interesting new space, I'm having to present in ways that are not my favorite, because I really enjoy working with groups of people in person. When I'm having to present everything online, it's different. Now, that's the teacher in me talking. I will say that as a digital marketer and as the co-creator of the Stardust Startup Factory, which is a nonprofit that I run, I've been involved in both of these organizations, ABAM Digital Creations and Stardust, for coming up on 5 years. Both of these businesses are 100% virtual. Now, we meet in person time to time with small groups. We have a meetup where people will come together. I traveled to Montreal to give a Stardust meetup opportunity at McGill University, and people come together. Or we have an advisory board meetup in Northern Virginia where those who can come together in person, because nothing beats giving a real hug at a time when you're not potentially infecting someone. But right now, regardless of the kind of work you're doing, if you're trying to be in motion right now, working with either your business teams or your clients or potential customers, you're having to deal with a virtual world where you cannot walk up to someone's desk and go, excuse me, I need you to be looking at me when I'm talking to you. Or put that pencil down and listen to me when I'm talking to you. Quit doodling in your notebook. It's unnerving, because I bet you a nickel a very high percentage of people listening to this podcast right now are listening to the podcast while they're checking email and while they're responding to text, or maybe you're writing up an invoice online. Maybe you are, you know, watching your child who's home right now, because we're all staying home. you could be doing a lot of things right now, because I do that too. I do that too. I am guilty as charged. I will be listening to someone's video on YouTube and have it playing. I'll glance at it every once in a while. But in the meantime, I've got other things I need to be doing. We are forced now, in a way, if we're working toward, you know, business success and personal growth and a few other things, we're in front of a computer screen a lot of hours of the day. And because we've got so much work we're trying to keep up with all at the same time, it is really not possible for me right now to be doing one thing on the internet. When I have my computer turned on and I'm in front of it, I'm giving a lot of things my full attention. You know, I think women tend to be better at multitasking than guys, generally speaking. And I also think that a lot of things come into play when you're trying to get someone's attention. And I want to give you a few pointers on this for this particular podcast. The first thing is that, guess what? People don't listen with their eyes. And if you've put together a video to go with something that you're going to maybe turn into a podcast or a blog, be aware that a lot of times people are watching videos with the sound off. So you might want to be able to put captions on those videos if you're using them for anything that you really feel is relevant and important. But beyond that, people don't listen with their eyes. And whether you're in person with a class or you're talking to a child of yours in person, if they're not making eye contact, that doesn't mean they're not listening. If someone is drawing or sketching, or if they're kind of quietly closing their eyes, they can be listening and getting what you're talking about, sometimes better and more effectively if they are moving a pencil or drawing or doing something to help them get what you're saying. People have many different styles of learning, and auditory is really different than visual. It's really different than spatial and logical, mathematical. And if you want to learn more about auditory, if you want to learn more about learning styles, check out the work that's done by the multiple intelligences theory guy, Howard Gardner. There I had a momentary freeze in my mind. Howard Gardner. We have many, many different ways of learning. And I challenge you, as someone trying to effectively use the internet, you need to think about all those ways that people learn and how might you help people learn about what your offers and services and reach out gifts are in many different ways. Help them learn. The second one is that moving a pencil and giving a nod at someone is also no sign of true engagement. In fact, I can remember sitting in graduate seminars, making a grocery list in my notebook, stopping the pencil every once in a while, looking up at the presenter, nodding seriously a time or two, going back to the grocery list, and absolutely tuned out, because what was being presented to me was not relevant. And I know this from the years I spent teaching high school. If you're trying to deliver content that someone does not consider relevant, it does not matter if they're looking straight at you or if they're doodling in their notebook or even if they're taking notes on what you're saying to shut you up. They're not, they don't care. You've got to reach a level of relevance with someone to get them to care before what you're presenting matters to them enough for them to be engaged. We know, if you look at Facebook advertising, for instance, that if an image is shown, more people stop and pay attention to the image than they do if just straight up text is posted. From a digital marketing perspective, this is really an important point, but from a presentation perspective in general, as we're trying to get people to learn to work with the internet and conveying information, it is really important to be reminded about what works for us. Would we rather see slides. Like, I don't know how many of you might remember actual little bitty slides that you would get of Kodachrome or Ektachrome, and you would put into a slide tray and you would show slides. The story is being told in the background. The image is what is being presented. And that sticks in your mind, and you remember those images for years and years and years. I do, because I'm a spatial learner, and I'm thinking about that image more than I would be trying to follow words and a logical presentation of information and kind of a mathematical formula. So as you're creating, as you're doing, as you're producing, be aware people are working behind this. They're listening to what you're doing, hopefully. They're maybe watching what you have to present, but their attention can be all over the place because that's the way we work nowadays. And as much as it hurts me to say that, that's kind of the new normal. And though it would be ideal to cut off your phone, shut down everything else you're working on and listen, or shut down everything else you're doing and just be in the moment with this presentation, that is really the exception more than the rule. So bear that in mind as you, the small business owner out there listening to Digital Alchemy, might be trying to figure out what to do now. How do I reinvent who I am? When you're trying to reinvent, to present information on the internet, please, please keep in mind that you don't know who's listening to you. You don't know how they're listening, but you know you need to try to engage them.